We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. He does everything. He represents about 60 or more craft breweries and distilleries, and that's what we're going to talk about today, Jeff, because, and this is incredible, first of all, I don't know what the total number is, but one of the top Republicans did not know what bill he agreed to endorse, the bill that has allowed gummies and different type of marijuana-infused products in the state of Minnesota. And this guy's, his comment was, well, we need to vote on this again. No, you idiot. Why don't you read the bill? But because the many Republicans had no idea what was in the bill, your clients, many of them, the craft breweries, particularly, I don't know if distilleries get involved in this too, but they are going to have infused non-alcoholic beer, and it's going to be infused with THC, correct?
Yeah, THC derived from hemp, which is legal under the 2018 Farm Bill, and which had been, you know, this stuff had been legal, but there hadn't been there was, you know, it's one of those areas where it's, if it doesn't say anything, you question whether or not you could do it. You know, I know there's places that were doing CBD gummies and things like that, but definitely the, you know, now this with this Delta H infused stuff that they can do, they're going to be doing a lot more stuff. And I, you know, I had told a lot, you know, there was a liquor bill. We talked about on the show previously about the liquor bill. And I think if you go back and listen to when we talked about this hemp bill originally, I think I might have even said that the breweries are going to benefit more from the hemp bill than whatever they asked for in the liquor bill. And here we are. And they're going to, you know, this is something that other states, breweries in other states sell these products. And now there was one day this week, Bob, I did nothing but field calls from clients confirming, is this really true? We can do this. What's, you know, what are the parameters? And the parameters are, at this point, as long as it's no more than 5 milligrams per serving and 50 milligrams per package, there's no other restrictions on it.
Jesus.
And so you're going to see, seltzers, sparkling waters, and non-alcoholic beers being put out. See, and the reason that this be non-alcoholic, I should explain, the distilleries and breweries and wineries, they have to submit formula approvals to a federal agency called the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau.
Okay.
And right now, and it's called the TTB, and the TTB will not approve a formula that has CBD
and
or THC in it. They have a prescribed list of what parts of what components of the hemp plant are allowed. Like, you can have a beer with, you can have a toasted hemp seed ale, okay, but you can't have CBD infused beer, alcoholic beverages. And as long as the FDA is dragging their feet studying the issue, the TTB is going to defer to them. And so they can't. So the reason is we're talking about non-alcoholic products is because that way they don't have to submit for a formula approval to the federal government, which would be rejected.
All right, now, so you got phone calls this past week about this. How long from that phone call to them actually getting approval and having it on the market? Is it weeks, months? I mean, how long will it be before they start putting it out?
No approval required. I think that what we're doing right now is they're going to start, you know, they've all got, you know, their source for the Delta H, which ironically is one of my clients. It was kind of funny. I had clients that were calling me saying, I want to talk to you before I talk to our THC guy's lawyer. I'm like, who's your THC guy? Turns out it was my client. I'm like, yeah, he's going to have you talk to me. So we'll just save you the step and you can talk to me. And so I would say Indeed Brewing, which is not a client of mine, they had already had a CBD seltzer and got a cease and desist from the Department of Health before all this stuff went down. Which kind of prompted us to, when I, you know, I'm on the board of the Minnesota Industrial Hemp Association. That's one of the things that prompted us to go for this session was to be able to allow them to do this. I would say it's not going to be very long. It's, you know, you're not talking about beer that has to, that alcoholic beverage product that has to ferment or anything. They should be able to turn these. I think it's going to be a matter of weeks, and we'll be seeing these. You'll be able to get these at least in your, you know, in the local tap room, and then ultimately they'll probably, you know, put those in cans and sell them at retail, which could be, you know, a grocery store, could be a place that sells CBD products. You're going to see these, you know, they aren't limited to selling these to liquor stores. You know, okay. You go to Wisconsin, grocery stores sell these CBD infused sparkling waters that breweries make. So keep an eye out if people that are interested in them, because it's going to be pretty quickly into the marketplace.
Now, Jeff, how much concern should people have. Now, I don't drink, and I don't. I'm not a a marijuana or THC user. But how much concern should there be that people are going to be drinking these and driving and be high on the road? You can't measure that in a DUI, but you can with a blood test, right? Or are there any restrictions in a blood test?
No, well, I don't know about the blood test stuff, but I do know this, Bob. I know that 5 milligrams of Delta H is not going to you may get a little bit of an effect, but it's not going to be like you're smoking marijuana,
okay,
right?
Jeff, that's one serving. What if somebody has like a six pack of them when they're at
We have laws about driving under the influence, and I don't know what there's going to be standards. This is part of why we've been pushing to have, when you talk about the adult use cannabis bill, it's not a matter of just legalizing it and letting the Wild West, take place. There's pushing for standards for, just like you have for alcohol. I mean, somebody could go and drink a six pack and drive a car too.
Well, but see, they know that there's a 0.08, and they know that some people do, some ignore it. But here, there is no restriction. They could knock off a six pack, and suddenly they have 25 milligrams. And I don't know if that's a lot. I don't know what a lot is.
Yeah, my understanding, Bob, is you'd have to consume a lot of Delta H to get to where you would be if you were smoking, the cannabis plant.
Okay, so are all of your clients going to be stocking up on pretzels and potato chips? Because are they going to get the munchies from this? I have no idea.
They're going to have. Yeah, I don't know. Your family has used the CBD products. I mean, you understand there is definitely there are benefits to using CBD, and so you're still going to see not just the THC infused stuff. I think you're going to see, I believe that Indeed's going to have both a THC infused seltzer, and they're going to bring back the CBD infused seltzer that they were told to stop making in the first place. So you're going to see consumers are going to have both options. And we'll just have to see. Time will tell. But that's the marketplace is for. If there's a need to deal with something, then we'll deal with it. As we've found out with alcohol. And as I think we're finding out more and more with something like marijuana, prohibition doesn't solve the problem.
All right.
And we're having the conversation. We'll see where it proceeds. But in the meantime, I've got a lot of clients that are looking forward to a new revenue stream for them, which is helpful considering that that the governor shut them down twice and restricted how many people they have in their chat room during COVID, which is a cash cow for them. So it's nice that they have another way of making some of that revenue back.
So the bottom line is it's relatively safe. Repeat the line. The bottom line is it's relatively safe.
Relatively safe. The state has determined, that the bill that was passed was done in conjunction with, in consultation with the State Board of Pharmacy, it was determined that 5 milligrams per serving, 50 milligrams per package would be an acceptable amount.
You missed my setup. I was transitioning into when I said, so the bottom line is it's relatively safe. Repeat the line. The bottom line is it's relatively safe.
I gotcha.
How about our president?
Yes.
Okay, here's the two things. That's one thing. And you can say, that's not a big deal. That's a minor gaffe. What he did, though, at his presidential freedom ceremony, he put a medal on backwards. The guy had the medal dangling from his back, and Biden's sitting there clapping. I mean, my God, there are anyone who thinks there's not cognitive issues, just watch that video.
Well, and also if you look at when he put the medal on Megan Rapinoe, there's some talk of did he appear to go in for another hair sniff?
That's been going on.
She has a look on her face at one point like she was kind of creeped out by him being in that close of proximity to her. I'm like, I would be too.
Yes. This is what he's been for a long, long time, but he hasn't had this appearance of cognitive issues for as long. But, repeat the line. Right. It wasn't just repeat the line. End of quote, repeat the line.
I'm waiting. Like I said to you, Bob, off the air, I'm waiting for the moment, because, it's well known that the president and the vice president and their staff don't get along. I'm waiting for the moment where Kamala's people go full Ron Burgundy on him and feed, don't, you know, go F yourself, America, into his teleprompter and see if he reads it.
Well, you know what I wonder, though? Because it was a little bit of a strange pick when he did pick her. I wonder if it was strategic because they knew how inept she is. I mean, her, when she goes off the cuff, she repeats herself six or seven times.
Yeah, I think that was part of it.
They knew that no one would push for her.
Yep, they needed to have a female person of color who no one would ever want to take over
for him
and see to replace them. Yes, I'm sure that was absolutely a factor.
Jeff, I find myself doing it more and more, repeating the line, speaking to repeat the line, from the Wicked Witch of the West, oh, what a world, as she melted, which is what we all seem to be doing. All right, now you also, big baseball collector, card collector. What are the two, you were telling me off the air, two cards people should be getting if they're collecting, even if they're not, just to speculate and maybe put it aside and make some big money sometime?
Yeah, so, and I've kind of limited now where I just focus exclusively on Twins, and particularly because we have so many really good prospects in the minors. And the nice thing is with Pops, with their Bowman brand, these guys, you know, by the time they've got up to the majors here, they may have had, you know, two or three years of Bowman cards. Okay.
Yep.
So all the guys that we're seeing now, like Kirilloff and Miranda and Gordon and, you know, and these guys, they've been in cards for going back to, I mean, Gordon's got, I have a Gordon, his first card was 2014, right?
Yep.
So the two hot ones right now, it's the two twins that just were named to the Minor League Baseball Futures game, which is Spencer Steer, who's over at St. Paul right now. He's the, you know, second base, third base, shortstop, and he's just been he was promoted from Wichita to St. Paul and has not had any drop off in his game. And then the other hot one right now, and I just picked up a couple of his before he was named, and now the prices have gone up, is Matt Wallner. And I think I'm going to say, I can't recall if he's at Cedar Rapids or at Wichita, but he has been on fire the last couple months, and so he was named to the game as well. So he's got, and they both of them had cards debuting in 2019. So for collectors out there, take a look at 2019 Bowman, Spencer Steer, and Matt Wallner, and get them in your collection before they are, before the value goes up too much where you can't make anything on them.
I'm going to run right out. Well, maybe not. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. He is the guy. If you have a craft brewery starting one, you want to talk to him. Jeff, we'll take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.